The increasingly savage and deadly wildfires that are sweeping the world's landscapes are a terrible peril to humans. They also wreak an alarming toll on animals, from the tiniest to the most majestic. And indeed, an international study says the survival of some 4,500 known species is at risk from the globe's intensifying fires. But researchers also say there are ways to protect those species at risk. Stephanie Smale reports.
Mallee emu wrens are one of Australia's smallest birds. At most, they're just the weight of a teaspoon of sugar. La Trobe University PhD candidate Simon Verdon says the birds are tiny but tough and thrive in harsh semi-arid landscapes. But he says they don't stand a chance against major bushfires.
So over the last couple of decades, we've seen entire reserves lost. Now there's less than a handful of reserves with emu wrens still in them. You know, one or two more bad fire seasons could mean the extinction of the species now. That's the sort of point we're at now.
That's just one of the species an international study led by the University of Melbourne has found is losing the battle with changing fire activity. University of Melbourne ecology lecturer Luke Kelly and 28 other scientists around the world dug into existing international conservation data to find out how many vulnerable animals and plants are at risk from fire.
4,400 species from a range of plants and animals is a really massive number. This included 19% of all threatened birds, 17% of dragonflies, 19% of legumes, 16% of mammals. So these are really large and quite shocking numbers.
Luke Kelly points out fire is needed in some environments, but humans are damaging that cycle too.
In African savannas, fire frequency has been markedly reduced. People put out fires, but those grassy ecosystems really need fires. Those ecosystems are home to lots of amazing big mammals like wildebeest and zebras. And when fires are put out, we get more shrubs and areas where they can't live. In part, it's because of local agriculture. So people are grazing things like goats and other farm animals in those areas. And people are also putting them out in some contexts because they think they're doing the right thing by putting out fires, because fires are mistakenly seen as a bad thing.
He points out Australia has a lot of work to do to protect the hundreds of species under threat here.
Australia is really behind on getting on top of extinctions and threatened species. We have about 1,890 species listed as extinct or threatened. And at the same time, we probably face the biggest risk or biggest threat due to changes in fire regimes. So there are some positives happening statewide and Australia-wide. I was really impressed by the Victorian government's rapid response to the 2020 fires, but there's a lot more we can do.
But he says understanding the role of people in changing fire activity can also help reveal what humans can do to help.
Some of these actions might include reintroducing mammals where they've previously been extinct in Australia. For example, bandicoots, bilbies and bettongs in Australia reduce fuels, and putting them back in the landscape could go some way to moderating fire regimes.
It's believed about 3 billion koalas, kangaroos and other native animals were killed or displaced in Australia's Black Summer bushfires. Report co-author Michael Clark is a professor of zoology at La Trobe University.
It's around the world. We're talking now in California, in the Amazon, in parts of the Mediterranean region. People are seeing fires that they haven't seen before, and they're having to look at new ways of coping with those kinds of scenarios.
He acknowledges the hundreds of millions of dollars in funding committed by state and federal governments in the wake of the Black Summer bushfires, but argues more is needed.
In Victoria, we replaced one level crossing. That costs us about $200 million. I'm sure it's the first down payment, but it's going to take a lot more than that.
La Trobe University zoology professor Michael Clark. Stephanie Smale with that report.